Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'll tell you, I just watched something that almost makes me want to cry. In a good way. Just a true endeavor of spirit and truth and the human spirit and the longing for justice and the longing against corruption. So, this is a clip from Politico with a guy, let me see if I can read that right, named Callie Means, special government employee for HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And what he says, I can't tell if this is like on a Politico forum, like if somehow it's a forum, and even though Politico is a website, they're having this forum. This is just absolutely incredible. Let me cue this up for you and get it started here. Give me just a moment.
What do you say to people in the public who are concerned now about drug safety, about whether we're prepared for the next pandemic when these cuts have happened so hard, so fast?
Yeah, I'd say to the reporters in the room and the lobbyists in the room, I mean, obviously make your case, but I'd truly ask for, as you're making it, a little bit of humility about what the voters were trying to say by putting Bobby Kennedy Jr. in this position of power. The NIH oversaw, and this is just consensus at this point, the creation, the literal creation of a pandemic. The NIH, whose goal is to promote American health, has overseen a devastation, just an abject devastation in American health over the past 20 years, with disease rates skyrocketing in America, leading the world of almost every single chronic disease, with rates of nearly every single chronic disease being at an all-time high among kids. It is absolutely, like, the idea that Bobby Kennedy should not come in and make dramatic changes to the leadership and the personnel at these authorities that have overseen an abject devastation of American health, which the lobbyists in this room do not have the humility to admit that we have gone completely wrong. The lobbyists in this room laughing when we have the sickest children in the developed world. If you guys, if that is your attitude, and your attitude is to tell the Maha moms that their votes and their voice is not legitimate, that we need dramatic changes to American healthcare. If you think it is illegitimate for Bobby Kennedy to not make big changes to people like Peter Marks, who once again and again went against FDA advisory opinions, who fired the two top vaccine makers, the two top vaccine scientists at the FDA for suggesting that we shouldn't mandate COVID shots for soldiers, who continually went against expert opinion in favor of the pharmaceutical industry, who many people here were collaborating with him with. The fact that somebody like that can't be fired and he can't install tremendous people like Marty McCary and Jay Bhattacharya and Dr. Oz to start reforming these agencies and put in their people, of course he should do that. That's what people voted for.
Now that's just beautiful truth. It's just absolutely wonderful. What we have to happen, I've said it before, we're in a better spot now. But now that we're able to say the truth out loud without wondering whether or not there's censoring algorithms. Like, if you know the history of this podcast, you know that I would, like, what's he being so cute with his descriptions for? Well, because there were censoring algorithms. And I was trying to be coy about what the subject matter was. I was covering, you know, major COVID vax problems as well as COVID data problems. And I would often just kind of hint to it, just so some simple algorithmic sensor couldn't find it and then say to my podcast hosting domain, yeah, you need to get rid of this. This is disinformation, without them knowing. They've just bowed to that, you know, without doing their homework. But this is the type of thing, man, you've just got to say it out loud. I've had episodes on advisory opinions being ignored. Like, okay, advisory group, and literally it's unanimous that the thing shouldn't be approved, and then it's approved. And then, to his point, the absolute truth of the matter is, despite FDA, we have only made our food and medicine more and more incredibly toxic. over the years, and it's been a straight line up. I'm exaggerating, but a straight progression, right? It's been a constant progression. It's never backed off. Everything is more toxic than it was. Everything. So when you got a stadium of Trump supporters that give maybe the bigger ovation when RFK Jr. is announced, when he was a Democrat, you know, that's a basic core principle of the core voters. They say, yes, among the stuff that has to be fixed in America is this corruption. And that's true. And so this man's point of course we need to make drastic changes. Of course we do. That's what this is about. After you indict and impeach and try to shoot a guy that is going for a second term in his 70s and people still vote for him, it's because they want drastic change, because they didn't feed it. Now, again, I'm not a giant Trump supporter, but I'll tell you this. I actually did vote for him. I always vote Democratic. I mean, Libertarian. But in this case, I went, we're on the precipice, man. As I mentioned, when Kamala was running, she said, they're taking advantage of their privileges, talking about Twitter and X. I mean, this was how much of a precipice. So while I'm not a major supporter, I do appreciate that his activity in 3 months is greater as far as truly trying to push back and truly trying to take the reins and go, are we going to... I don't want to be asleep at the wheel anymore. I don't want my government to be asleep at the wheel. I'm going to be driving with purpose towards change. He has done that more than the last 10 presidents combined in all of their terms. Or let's say the last 10 terms. He's done that more than anybody in 3 months, period, plain and simple. And you've got to at least appreciate that. But when RFK Jr., who's a Democrat, but also says, I think I believe this guy wants to change things. And then he brings in Musk and he does change things. This guy's truth, you've got to push back. I said it back when we were getting censored. And I said, you know, don't take the foot off the brake. I know other people have said this. Bongino, for sure. You can't become complacent. Because you want, and in fact, if there's any obvious example, it's that clearly the economic, the European Union and their bureaucratic leadership and the WEF is saying, yes, America and their anti-Russia-Ukraine war efforts, we are going to try to stop them. I looked up something the other day when I was trying to maybe make another podcast episode. Because I wonder just how many Ukrainians have died from all the delay of peace talks when both sides wanted to individually sit down 2 months into the war. And I was looking up this idea that you see this damage control because so much more damage has occurred in the war having been extended that they said, well, we at least better put out some propaganda. And some of the propaganda was, oh, Boris Johnson didn't halt the peace talks. And really, a proper study of that is really more like, well, yes, Zelensky could have still had peace talks. But Boris Johnson came in meaning to speak on behalf of European partners and on behalf of England and presumably on behalf of Biden. And he... basically, in no uncertain terms, said, I wouldn't do a peace deal right now. And by the way, here's arms. Anyway, in looking at that, maybe I'll still do that episode. I don't know. This delay, this is what we stop these unnecessary wars. You're not even helping the country you're supporting. You're actually hurting them. Estimates are, and I don't know what the other estimates are, but in some places you can look, and just on the Russian side, almost 900, over 900,000 men have died. That's 20 times nearly. I believe the Vietnam estimate was 55,000, not 50. But give or take, 18 and a half to 19 times as much as Vietnam. And this pivot, this axis of power, wants the war to continue. And what they're really doing is depleting, but now they've got two, thank God. The European Union, the World Economic Forum types, they don't care how many people die. Do you get it? They don't. And see, most voters do understand that. That's why they said, go F yourself. Yes, I'm voting for Trump. And part of the reason I want to make America more healthy again. Part of the reason is this ridiculous inflation. Part of the reason is the United States doesn't do what it says. Part of the reason is the United States is a disinformation leader, which is absolutely shameful on the world stage. The world stage goes, yeah, I love American culture, but man, these bastards. And they say that because it's true. And Americans understand more and more, thanks to Alex Jones and the like and all the Substacks, that it's true. But what I love about that little speech was it was no, I'm not here to apologize. I'm here to accuse you of wrongdoing and to point out that it's proper to accuse you of wrongdoing. I just love that. I mean, I know the spirit of truth and the spirit of speaking out. It's such an important part of America, but it was almost gone, man. And I know that luckily that spirit of independence and freedom exists in the hearts of humans, not just Americans. Although, of course, your culture does affect it. And things like Substack rolled up and the like. And, you know, you could at least go find truth, but it was harder. So the free marketplace of ideas did adjust. But as I've said, for the sheeple, you know, if the three main social media platforms, I should say, whatever, two or three, plus everything they owned, right? Instagram and the like. If they were allowed to censor, then 75% of the people who are the sheeple are not getting the truth. They're getting fully the propaganda. And all you need to do is get 60 or 70% of people not believing that the truth even exists and giving overwhelming deference to just the shit they usually see. Well, I don't always see it a lot, and that's as far as the analysis goes. It's their impression. So, yes, Elon Musk is a hero. I've said that many times. But this is just a beautiful example. Just a beautiful example of where we can go. When our leaders say, you know what? Enough of this. If you cry like a baby enough, then what I know to be important and true in public policy and fact-finding, I'm not supposed to say. Enough of this. And in fact, I'm going to deliver it in a civilized tone, but a frank one. And I'm going to make all of my points. And you're not going to stop me from making my points. I'm sure you'll counterpoint this, that, and the other, but I'm not censoring on your behalf in advance. I'm not. Just wonderful stuff. Absolutely wonderful stuff. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.